Γεια σε όλους. Είμαστε η ραδιοφωνική ομάδα του Μουσικού Σχολείου Τρικάλων. Μαζί σας μοιραζόμαστε τις εμπειρίες και τα βιώματά μας. Καλή σας ακρόαση.
Hello everybody. We are the Music School of Tricolors Radio Team and we will be sharing our thoughts and experiences. Thanks for listening.
I'm a student of the Music School of Tricala. My name is Vangelis. I'm in my last year of high school. So, today, in the class of music technology we took, we performed a recording in our school studio. We actually recorded me playing some percussion instruments. Specifically, I've played the bongos. The rhythm is inspired by the Latin culture and its music in general. I've used several techniques. I played with my hands, my palms, my fingers, and more. You know, just some stuff like that. The rhythm. Well, that's an improvisation of mine, because there's no standard tempo in there. Just me playing. So yeah, that's actually it. I hope you'll enjoy it. Second thing we did, we performed another recording. Well, this time I played in another different unique instrument. It's what we call the magic box, and it is actually a rectangular shaped cardboard. Yeah, that's it. I tried to produce sounds out of it via many different ways. I scratched it, I hit the surface with my palms, my fingers, even my fingernails. The rhythm is random also. For once again, there's no specific tempo in there. The truth is that we didn't expect the results. We produced a variety of frequencies and sounds. Some of them are high pitched, some of them are lower. You can hear in the recording different sounds that remind of drums, like a kick drum or a snare drum. So the thing is that today we learned that everything can be a music instrument after all.
Hello friends, we'd like to inform you also about a full song that we recorded. I'm here with the guys that played some of the instruments.
I'm Alex and this is my friend.
Hey, I'm Vangelis.
So guys, what kind of song is this and what instrument did you use?
Okay, so the song is basically an improvisation on A minor pentatonic. And the instruments we used were two electric guitars, one lead and one rhythmic. The lead one was played by me, Alex, and the rhythmic was played by Nefeli, our friend.
Okay, then. Our friend Fenya played a specific instrument called kazoo. Its role is secondary, but you can hear it in some parts of the song. The same person played the synth. She reinforced the melodies by adding some notes, root notes basically.
And then we have our friend Vangelis over here.
Yeah, that's me.
She played the Latin bongos.
I played the bongos. We used also a pre-recorded drum loop to set a foundation for our song and to stabilize it rhythmically. And the two last persons that helped us with the recording was Kostas, our bass player.
And Vasiliki, which was on the console doing the recording.
Yeah, that's basically, that's actually it.
So, could you describe that recording process that you mentioned?
Yes, sure. Okay, first thing I have to say. The sound process and the recording was performed in a step-by-step way. We set the foundation, as I said before, by choosing a drum pattern. Then our friend Alex connected his wire to the audio interface and in his guitar. He recorded his part. Then using my earphones, I recorded my part, the bongos part, the percussion. I played along basically with the pre-recorded part. Alex, would you like to add?
Yes, it's worth to mention that we added some effects both on the e-drum machine and on the guitar, kazoo and all of that. Some of the effects were delay for the guitar, distortion for the kazoo and reverb and delay for the kazoo. And for the e-drum machine we used mostly delay, so it could be more full on the recording.
So that's the process.
Okay, thank you. Lastly, what inspired you to create the song?
You have to ask Alex specifically about this, because he was the one that created the main melody. What was on your mind?
I was mostly very excited with improvisation in general, and I came to Mr. John Spirakis, and I asked him if we could record the song on a pentatonic improvisation.
I know, because he's my friend and a bandmate. He's truly inspired by some rock progressive artists like David Gilmour and stuff. So yeah, that's basically it.
Okay, thank you guys. Let's proceed by hearing the actual piece. Yeah. Enjoy it.